until next week, for myself, Chimaranga Waller, and my co-host, Kobina Bantusingo, uh-huh.
Until the philosophy which owed one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war that until there are no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes. Miss a war that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race. It is a war that until that day the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality will remain but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained. Now everywhere is war. War. And until the ignoble and unhappy regime that hold our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, subhuman bondage, have been toppled, totally destroyed. Well, everywhere is war. Is a war. War in the east, war in the west, war up north, war down south. War, war, rumors of a war. And until that day, the African continent will not know peace. We Africans will fight. We fight.
Uhuru, and welcome to Solidarity Not Charity. This is the show of the African People's Solidarity Committee on uhururadio.com on every Sunday, 2 o'clock Eastern Time. We really would like to thank the African People's Socialist Party and Uhuru News for giving us this time on uhururadio.com to represent the work of the African People's Solidarity Committee, which is an organization formed in 1976 by the African People's Socialist Party to work directly under the leadership of the African-led Uhuru movement out in the white community. This is an organization for white people and other allies of African revolution and African liberation to take out the call for genuine unity through social justice, economic development, and liberation for African and all oppressed peoples. On the show, we discuss the work that we do in the African People's Solidarity Committee and our mass movement, Uhuru Solidarity Movement, working under the leadership of the Uhuru Movement, and about the stand of solidarity. As Chase said, it's not just a matter of well-wishing, but of sharing the very same fate, whether in victory or in death. Today's show is being broadcast out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. My name is Harris Daniels. I'm a member of the African People's Solidarity Committee. And later on the show today, we'll be talking with Wendy Snyder, who is the organizer of the African People's Solidarity Committee out in Oakland, California. Today's show focuses on several issues that the Uhuru movement is taking on in Philadelphia and throughout the country. In particular, in Philadelphia, we've been discussing the struggles and campaigns the Uhuru movement's leading in Philly around the budget, the city budget, which we've been exposing for years in terms of the fact that it's really a war budget. It completely puts the weight of the budget, over one-third of the budget, on police, prisons, and courts, which are directly on a counterinsurgency war on the African community. But because of the economic crisis of the United States, many cities throughout the U.S. are forced to make cuts on their budgets. And of course, the cuts are not going to come out of the counterinsurgency, which creates an economic boom for cities and states and the entire U.S. Parasitic capitalism as a whole. But those cuts are going to come also as an attack on the African community. In particular, what's going on in Philadelphia is that since the state has not yet approved a budget for the city of Philadelphia in the context of the overall state budget, the doomsday budget, as they're calling it, as Mayor Nutter calls it, is they're being forced to pass that if the state senate does not come back and approve the Plan B budget. So this is actually what they're referring to as the Plan C budget. This doomsday budget cuts essential services, raises the sales tax, postpones city workers' pensions, and generally intensifies the war on the black community. And, you know, we in the Uhuru movement, led directly here by Diop Olugbala, who's the leadership of the International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement in Philly, have really been exposing this budget question for the past year. And, you know, it's really not about a question of whether we go to the doomsday budget or we go to the Plan B budget, or even if we're somehow able to be bailed out and rescued for Plan A, because Plan A is always an attack on the African community. And I think it's been very clear all along, since the Uhuru movement came here after 1986, in 1986, after the 1985 bombing of the MOVE organization and the African community in West Philly, which burned down 62 houses, an entire city block in the African community in West Philly, and killed 11 men, women, and children. It's very clear, and was clear before that the city of Philadelphia, with its budget, with its police, with its prisons, and the politicians, and the general white population's complicity, is waging a war on the African community. And this is colonial war. And it's important that it be exposed. And the campaign that the Uhuru movement has been leading to expose the billion-dollar war against the African community and, you know, really put forward the agenda of the African working class has been going on for a very long time. In the past year, the Uhuru movement, the International People's Democratic Uhuru movement, has led many actions, demonstrations, and interventions in the process of the so-called public hearings on the budget that Mayor Nutter has held. Nutter, of course, a neocolonial mayor, he's an African who is completely betraying the interests of the African community. He was elected because he promised to bring in this stop and frisk program for the policing, and brought in Charles Ramsey, a really vicious counterinsurgency expert who's actually trained U.S. troops in Iraq on the tactics of counterinsurgency, as he knows it, as he was police chief in Chicago and Washington, D.C. So it's really a very clearly defined war that's being waged on the African community by experts. And Nutter held budget hearings and so-called people's town hall meetings back in November and December 2008. And in PDUM, with the Uhuru Solidarity Movement, were there intervening and questioning the mayor and challenging the mayor and the police chief on the legitimacy of you know, cutting all these services and spending a third of the budget, $1.1 billion, to attack the African community. So that was also the period in which NPDUM organized the People's Tribunal in Philadelphia, which was December 13th last year, and on December 10th served the People's subpoena to subpoena Nutter, Police Chief Charles Ramsey, and District Attorney Lynn Abraham to appear in front of a court led by the people, which of course they did not, but they, in their absence, were found guilty, and guilty of all the crimes of genocide against the African community. And they served the people's sentence, which is a demand for economic development, which is a very just demand. And the Revolutionary Democratic Program, the Revolutionary National Democratic Program, rather, of the Uhuru Movement, is the intention of carrying out with the state power that the Uhuru Movement is organized to build and gain, to enforce the people's sentence against politicians like Nutter and Obama for crimes against the people. So this is all the background of what has been going on in Philadelphia. And what we're engaged in the Uhuru Solidarity Movement is an ideological struggle with other forces in the white community who are trying to sum up this budget crisis, in a very opportunistic way. And we're going to be talking about that some more on the show today. I do want to just make a couple announcements about the ability for people to participate in this discussion. You can call in at, in the U.S., 727-565-1599, or in the U.K., you can call 020-8133-6629. And if you're on Skype, simply contact us via Skype on Uhuru Radio, one word, U-H-U-R-U-R-A-D-I-O. If you are going to be away from your computer, or you're listening with a friend and you want to listen on your phone, you can listen on your cell phone or landline by calling in the U.S. this number, 425-905-1825, in the U.K. and London, 020-3051-7985, in Azania, in what's known as South Africa, Cape Town, 21673-6887, or in Johannesburg, in Azania, 11287-2287. And this is uhururadio.com. If you'd like more information about the shows today and listening to archives, you can go to uhururadio.com or uhurunews.com for the full Burning Spear newspaper articles and information about Uhuru Radio. So what we're talking about here is the struggle against not just budget cuts, but the entire war budget. And it's always been a doomsday budget for African people in Philadelphia. And of course, we recognize that it's not just Philadelphia. This is an overall colonial war being carried out by U.S. and European imperialism against African people and oppressed people throughout the world. And it's one, it's the same whether it's U.S. troops in Afghanistan or Iraq as it is when the police invade West Philly or the North Philly community. To attack the African community, lock people up, police murders, and throwing people in colonial prisons. It's not any different. It's exactly the same war. It's exactly the same situation wherever you go. So what we are exposing here in terms of the budget is that the cuts that they are making are an additional attack on the African community that are going to continue to this trend of the loss of wealth of African people from those who have even been able to gain some wealth under this current system, that the subprime mortgage scam has certainly been a huge factor in and was actually called the greatest theft of wealth from the African community since the transatlantic slave trade. This is just continuing. In Philadelphia, the Senate passed legislation just last Wednesday that's going to enable Philadelphia to avoid $700 million in budget cuts by temporarily raising the city's sales tax from 7% to 8% for 5 years. And of course, who are consumers in the city, but 43% of the population who is African are of course going to be paying that sales tax. And it's already high compared to other parts of Pennsylvania, where white people enjoy a 6% sales tax in the suburbs where no African people are, yet they have all the resources. And so it's going to be 8% for 5 years in Philadelphia, where it's a majority African city. And another thing, where of course this is a city of many African people who have been able to find, I won't say many, but there are some African people in Philadelphia who have been able to find work working for the city as municipal workers, they are going to suffer because the city is going to defer a portion of its pension payments for fiscal years 2010 and 2011. So city workers, of course, many of whom are African, are going to be suffering without their pension. And the state of the economic crisis is such that it won't come back in 2011 or 2012. This is really taking away money that was put away by workers who were, anticipating a retirement, who probably won't be able to retire because they are unable to get their pension payments. And another action that happened in terms of the Philadelphia budget was an amendment that would prevent city officials elected in the future from participating in the Deferred Retirement Option Program, which is called DROP. And that's something that city officials, of course, many of whom are white, benefit from in terms of being able to cash in on and accumulate retirement pension benefits up to 5 years before they actually retire. So while working for the city for the last 5 years of their employment, they're actually continuing to, they're actually starting to collect their pension, which is, really at the expense of the African community. It's part of the parasitic colonial war that of course they're going to deny the pension now to city workers for the next 2 years, but for city officials, they are grandfathered into this DROP program, and the only change that's going to be made is that new city officials, newly hired city officials, will not be able to enroll in it. So it's just, again, more money to the ruling class and those who unite with the ruling class in the attack on the African community, and more money taken away, literally, through the sales tax and through the loss of pension for African workers in the city. And that's not even to mention the 50% of black men between 18 and 35 who are unemployed in Philadelphia, and the high rate of poverty, people living below the poverty level in Philly. In some areas, in some communities in North Philly, it's up to 70% people living under the poverty line. So this is an intense war. And it's really important for us in the solidarity movement to understand that it is not a matter of racism. This budget is not attacking the African community because the people writing the budget don't like black people. And it's not going to change because some white people decide that we change our minds and that we do like black people. It's not about the ideas in the heads of white people. The people who are in power are carrying out a legacy of colonial war that's been going on for 600 years against the African community, against indigenous people, against the people of the Middle East whose oil resources the United States wants. It's a question of resources. And the more resources that can be extracted from workers, extracted from the general citizens of this oppressor nation, and non-citizens, of course, the oppressed, African people who are not really even considered citizens of this oppressor nation. They are members of the oppressed African nation dispersed throughout the world. This is a strategy that exploits and extracts resources viciously, and we have to oppose it. I mean, if we can oppose the war on the Afghani people and the Iraqi people, we have to oppose the war on African people right here. It's counterinsurgency. It's the same thing. As the chairman has summed up, it's a successful America means a colonized and oppressed African population and the continued occupation of indigenous people and Mexican land. So, of course, in this economic crisis, we're seeing a less successful America try to save and rescue itself, and Obama is calling on people to represent that. And Obama has even bailed out the Philadelphia police under the budget threats that, they were, of course, trying to scare white people by saying they may have to cut police. They were saying they would have to cut 1,000 police. There's a $10 million bailout that came directly out of the hand of Vice President Joe Biden to Philadelphia that was granted by Obama to save police jobs in Philadelphia because of so-called crime. But crime has actually decreased since Nutter came in and over the past 5 years because they've been preemptively locking people up. And the Stop and Frisk program has been absolutely occupying the African community and locking people up who don't have weapons or drugs. It's just absolutely entrapping African people for being a colonized citizen of an oppressed nation. So what we want to do to show the work that's been going on in the Uhuru movement led by NPDOM, and you heard on the last show, Uhuru on the Move, you know, about the great campaigns under the Revolutionary National Democratic Program that NPDOM is leading. We're going to play some clips from the past 2 weeks of rallies in front of the Criminal Justice Center at 13th and Filbert in downtown Philadelphia, which is a huge building of full of courts, making tons of money for white people in Pennsylvania at the expense of the African community in Philadelphia. And Diapo Lugbala, the international organizer for the Uhuru movement, the local leadership in Philadelphia for NPDOM, has been leading these demonstrations with the participation of NPDOM and the Uhuru Solidarity Movement for the Hands Off the City Hall 2 campaign, which of course Diop himself and Shabaka Nambata, who faces trial tomorrow, which we'll talk about how people can get involved in supporting the case of the City Hall 2. They were attacked, beaten, and arrested by police on March 19, 2009 in City Council chambers. And since then, every Wednesday morning at 8 a.m., including this Wednesday, the Uhuru movement has led a demonstration outside the Criminal Justice Center to say hands off the City Hall 2, but also stop the war on the black community. It's not just about two organizers in the Uhuru movement who were attacked and arrested, but it's about the ability of the African working class to speak out. It's an issue of freedom of speech. It's an issue of self-determination for the African community. The demand is for economic development and social justice, as you'll hear Diapo Lugbala speak out in these demonstrations from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So please listen to this, and we will get back to Uhuru Solidarity, Not Charity, in just a moment.
Tell the killer cops. While Michael Miller claims that the city of Philadelphia is in a budget crisis, he claims that the city is out of money. But the fact is, while they claim that they're out of money, they always seem to find the money to pay for killer cops to come into our community, brutalize us, just like them gang of thugs in uniform brutalize those three brothers. And somehow the city of Philadelphia always seems to find the money to pay for so-called investigations of grand juries that are controlled by the DA to allow for gangs of killer cops to go free after the whole world saw a videotape where they beat those young brothers like Rodney King. We know that when it comes to a war against the African community, the city of Philadelphia always got the money. And so when we demand economic development for the poor and oppressed African community, that the city of Philadelphia can't find the money. But we gonna say this, we know that Nutter's lying. We know that the city of Philadelphia got the money. They just don't wanna spend the money on economic development for African people in the city of Philadelphia. But we here to say this, Nutter and Ramsey and Abraham, we don't care where you get it from, but you're gonna find the money. Somehow you're gonna find $1.1 billion to pay for economic development and not police containment of the African community. And we're here today to raise up the demand for reparations for black people for 400 years of stop and frisk, 400 years of police harassment, 400 years of beatings like the one that those three brothers caught down in North Philly. We're here to demand independence and self-determination for African people. This case of the City Hall 2 is a case of two members of our organization being brutally attacked and arrested simply for holding up signs demanding that Nutter stop this war against the African community. And we know the only way to get justice for the City Hall 2 is to organize a mass movement to bring the masses of African people into political life, demanding our resources back, demanding justice for African people. So this is why we say jail the killer of cops. Yeah. It may mean economic development for the city of Philadelphia, but it's at the expense of the poor and oppressed African community. We demand reparations for African people in this city. Every single case that is being called before judges in this building is used to build the economy of the city of Philadelphia. We say that they can't build their budget on the backs of black people. We say that there cannot be any peace in this city until African people control our own resources. And while Mayor Nutter claims that the city is experiencing a budget crisis, while he claims that the city's out of money, we know that can't possibly be true. How can they be out of money when they spend billions of dollars on police like that gang of thugs that just got set free after the whole world saw a videotape of them beating them three brothers down like Rodney King? We know that when it comes to war against African people in the city, they always got enough money. And so it's only when African people stand up demanding reparations, when we stand up demanding economic development, when we stand up demanding an end to this war against our community. That's the only time when they don't got no money. And I don't care how many so-called press conferences and rallies that Nutter holds, we know that he stands for the budget cuts. And more than that, he don't even have the backbone to ask for resources, to demand resources from Harrisburg. Only thing that Nutter asked for was the right to charge you more sales tax. We know that Nutter is in the pockets of these major corporations. He's in the pockets of white power. He's a sellout and he's a house nigga. And we're here to expose him to the core. We're here to build a movement led by the African working class to demand our resources back. We demand that the prisons be destroyed. And if anything, Mayor Nutter need to be locked up. Charles Ramsey need to be locked up.
Right.
And we got to build a movement to make sure that happens. We need to get power in the hands of the African working class. That's what we out here doing today. That's right, the real criminals is the Philadelphia Police Department. It is Mayor Michael Nutter, Charles Ramsey, Lynn Abraham, who use billions of dollars every single year on police and prisons that attack African people. That's right, it's a war budget. And it was a war budget before Nutter ever even spoke about a doomsday budget. It was a war budget yesterday. It was a war budget last year. It was a war budget before Nutter got hired. That's why 40% of all African people in this city live below the poverty line, yet they somehow always seem to find the money to spend on police and prisons that attack African people. We know that this city is not out of money. They just out of money when it's time to pay black people back for 400 years of stop and frisk, for 400 years of subprime mortgage, for 400 years of catching beatdowns like the ones them three brothers caught when we saw the whole thing on videotape. And the fact of the matter is, the city always got the money to pay for the DA and these so-called grand jury investigations where they can let a gang of killer cops go free after the whole world watched that videotape. The fact is, you can't get justice, you can't get economic development by playing by their rules, by playing by their laws. Because the laws that they set up are the same laws that keep African people contained in the same situation that we are in. The same laws that you're facing right now. When you walk inside this building, this so-called criminal justice center, where real criminals don't never get brought to justice. Real criminals like Michael Nutter will never enter these doors. Real criminals like Charles Ramsey, who sends gangs of cops into your community to terrorize you, will never get put on trial. Why should you respect this institution? Why should we respect the same law, the same government that oppresses African people every single day? That don't make any sense. But I tell you what, Michael Miller, he talks about a crisis, and he's right. This system is in a crisis. But Michael Miller, he ain't seen the depth of this crisis. He ain't seen the real crisis till he's seen the African community in this city get organized, rise up, and demand control of our resources. We demand control over all of the billions of dollars they steal from African people every single year and use to pay for police that don't do a damn thing but attack black people every day. There's something wrong with that. This is a crime, a genocide. This is a war budget that Nutter is using. And the fact of the matter is that Mayor Michael Nutter is a sellout. He's a house nigga, he's an Uncle Tom, and he has to be removed from power. And we know that Nutter ain't for the people because you saw him. You heard that press conference where he told the whole city that he didn't go to Harrisburg asking for no economic development. He didn't ask for one penny from the state of Pennsylvania to come back to Port-au-Prince African people in this city. All that nutter ass for was the right to charge you more sales tax. And he got that nerve to act like he on your side. Nutter ain't nothing but a house nigga. And he said, boss, if I can't charge the sales tax, then I'll go ahead and fire 3,000 workers. And don't believe the hype when he act like he gonna fire 1,000 police. They not gonna fire one police. I tell you that for a fact. Because even Ron Nutter claims that he got to fire 800 police, Barack Obama just got finished sending Joe Biden, the vice president, to this city where they gave the city $20 million to be used exclusively for more police and more prisons. So you know, how the hell can they be firing the 800 police on one side while the federal government is giving millions of dollars for police on the other side? But I'm going to tell you this, Obama's a house nigga too. They work together to keep white power enriched at the expense of African people. And don't be scared when we call for black power, brothers and sisters. Black power is what we need in this city. It's what we need in our lives. Because white power is doing this to you. Black power didn't kidnap you. White power didn't beat you up. The police did that. White power didn't try to take your house. White power ain't trying to evict you. White power didn't have you unemployed. You know what I'm saying? This is the doings of white power. And we have to build a movement to get black power in the city of Philadelphia. We demand reparations for African people. We demand that all of the billions of dollars that are being used through this war budget, it needs to be turned over to African people. There wouldn't be no budget for the city of Philadelphia if it was not for slavery, if it was not for prisons. In fact, it is your labor. It is the labor of African people. It's you getting locked up through this building right now. That's what keeps this economy going, brothers and sisters. And we demand that every single penny that they make off our blood, sweat, and tears be returned to African people so it can be used for economic development and real self-determination for African people. That's right, brothers and sisters, friends and allies. We are the International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement. Uhuru means freedom. On October 3rd and 4th, we will be holding our national convention. The theme is, they say cut back,
we say payback.
We demand reparations for African people for 400 years of stop and frisk, 400 years of slavery, 400 years of police beatings like the ones that you saw on that Channel 10 news camera. We demand independence for African people because we know that this entire government was set up to oppress African people and to keep us tied to this parasitic system, to make sure all of the resources, all of the wealth that we create from our labor keeps on going to benefit white power, keeps on going to benefit the white community. We refuse to work our fingers to the bone only to allow our resources to benefit the few that control City Hall and the white people that live in the suburbs. We demand that our resources be returned back to the African community to be used for reparations, economic development, housing, businesses, jobs that promote the needs of our people. This is the demand of the International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement. Uhuru means free.
Uhuru.
Uhuru. So that was a series of clips from the past 2 weeks of demonstrations at the Philadelphia Criminal Justice Center in downtown Philly, where many, many people go in and out of their daily lives walking by this colonial prison and court complex designed for locking up African people. And you're listening to Solidarity, Not Charity, on UhuruRadio.com. This is the show of the African People's Solidarity Committee. We're talking today about the struggle in Philadelphia against a criminal war budget waged by Mayor Michael Nutter and the city of Philadelphia, of course carrying out the public policy of the state of Pennsylvania and the entire parasitic capitalist system to create an economy on attacking the African community through colonial war, using police, prisons, courts, and the complicity of the general white population. And the Uhuru movement is busting that up for the past year and much beyond, really directly exposing the contradiction of this budget and this system as a whole. And we're really organizing many things building to the International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement International Convention, which will be held in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, on Saturday, October 3rd and Sunday, October 4th, preceded by a They Say Cutback, We Say Payback march at noon on Friday, October 2nd in Philadelphia, marching right down Broad Street to City Hall. Really exciting stuff going on even this week in Philadelphia. As some know about the case of the City Hall 2, Diapo Lugbala and Shabaka Nambata, two organizers in the Uhuru Movement, the International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement, who were attacked. Diapo Lugbala was actually choked. You can see that on video on Uhuru TV on YouTube. Choked by the civil affairs police during a peaceful demonstration, literally just holding up a sign opposing the war budget of Mayor Michael Nutter, spending a third of the money, the people's money, people's resources, on police prisons and courts. And Shabaka Nambata also attacked the only two people arrested during a city council hearing in which hundreds of people were holding up signs. Coalition to Save Essential Services, Coalition to Save the Libraries, unions, firefighters, other people all angry with Mayor Nutter for imposing the budget cuts. The only people attacked and arrested by the police that day in city council, or at all in the history of this struggle, are the people speaking out to represent the voice of the African working class, and that's the Uhuru movement. So Diop has actually been facing felony charges that were reimposed after being dropped, and Shabaka is facing misdemeanor charges of assault on police, which is ridiculous, and all of the charges against both of these courageous African men should be dropped. And we are speaking out and protesting tomorrow morning, Monday, 8 a.m. outside the Criminal Justice Center in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, at 13th and Filbert. We're meeting at 8 a.m. to organize the demonstration in support of Shabaka Nambata, one of the City Hall 2, as he faces his trial inside the Criminal Justice Center on Monday, August 31st. So be there if you're in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. If you have any questions, call 215-387-0919, and we will get back to you as soon as possible. And you can also email philly@uhurusolidarity.org if you want to get involved in the actions. The They Say Cutback, We Say Payback march is a really dynamic strategy for organizing the people against the City of Philadelphia's budget cuts and against the war budget being carried out every day by the City of Philadelphia. That march for Friday, October 2nd from noon to 2 is being organized by building with many other organizations of progressives and honest forces who want to get involved under Impedum's leadership. And the Uhuru Solidarity Movement is participating in that process. So the meetings to build the march are open to all forces who want to get involved. And those are every Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. at the Uhuru Solidarity Center at 3733 Lancaster Avenue in West Philly. And if you're interested, again, call 215-387-0919. Or email philly@uhurusolidarity.org. And Wednesday at 8 a.m., also at this outside the Criminal Justice Center at 13th and Filbert, you can get involved in the Hands Off the City Hall 2 demonstrations, which have been going on all summer and will continue through the end of this campaign, when all the charges have been dropped against the organizers Diop and Shabaka. And we have, exposed the state for this clear attack on the leadership of the African working class. And so 8 a.m. every Wednesday outside the Criminal Justice Center, 13th and Filbert. And for Uhuru Solidarity Movement, you can get involved in campaigns that we're doing to support the African Village Survival Initiative, including an exciting yoga studio and yoga class and workshop campaign. And those are meetings on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. at the Solidarity Center at 3733 Lancaster Avenue in West Philly. And finally, tomorrow, if you can't participate in the demonstration to support Shabaka Nambata, and even if you can, all day there will be a call-in to the Philadelphia Courthouse and Mayor Nutter's office demanding that all charges against Diop and Shabaka be immediately dropped. call the Criminal Justice Center at 215-683-7115 and call Nutter's office at 215-686-6210. And, of course, you can always go on npdom.org for more information. If you're interested in more information about the Philadelphia branch of the Uhuru Solidarity Movement, you can go to uhurusolidarity.org. And if you are in the Bay Area, Tampa Bay area of St. Petersburg, Florida, there will be an open study this Thursday, September 3rd, 2009, on the Revolutionary National Democratic Program of the African Socialist International North American Region, and that's at 6 p.m. Call 727-683-9949 and email stpete@apscuhuru.org. Joining me now on the line is Wendy Snyder, who is the organizer of the African People's Solidarity Committee and the Uhuru Solidarity Movement out in Oakland, California. Uhuru, Wendy.
Hey, Uhuru Harris. Uhuru, everyone.
Thanks a lot for being on the show today. Appreciate you being able to spend some time with us and talk about the campaigns of the Uhuru Movement.
My pleasure.
And I was just wrapping up the announcements on events. Do you want to put out anything that people can get involved in out in the Bay Area and Oakland?
Most definitely. We are having an Uhuru Solidarity Movement, Uhuru Foods meeting this Wednesday, which is September 2nd at 7 o'clock at Mama Buzz Cafe, and that is located at 2318 Telegraph Avenue in Oakland. We're also looking for people to join us volunteering at the Grand Lake Farmers Market this coming Saturday and the following Saturday after that. And you can email us at oakland@uhurusolidarity.org, or you can also call us at 510-625-1106. This Wednesday's meeting, we were going to be talking about the yoga, how we're participating in building the yoga benefit that you mentioned. So we're really excited about that and other work, raising funds and winning support for the African Village Survival Initiative. So
great. Uhuru.
We're doing...
Oh, go ahead. You there, Wendy?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Great, yeah.
Go ahead, Harris.
No, I
think you wanted me to talk a little bit about what's going on in Oakland in terms of the campaigns to expose the city budget and that type of thing.
Yeah, it's not just Philadelphia, of course. It's a counterinsurgency throughout the United States and of course throughout the world. So we want to, you know, let our listeners know that it's also going on right there in Oakland in the Bay Area.
Yeah, so, yeah, I really appreciate being able to be on the show, and I know, you know, what I'm going to put out is some of the things that we talked about on the show several weeks ago, but I think it's just really important, you know, this type of show that exposing the economy of the counterinsurgency against the African community, and it's certainly going on in full force here in Oakland, where the city of Oakland spends half of its general funds on so-called public safety and funds, and notoriously brutal, much like the Philadelphia police, the Oakland police are notoriously brutal. So, you know, we've been involved in a number of actions this year to expose the city budget. And they actually, it's unprecedented where the city of Oakland just was awarded the most money of any municipality from an economic stimulus, Obama's economic stimulus bill, to ensure that they're not going to have to lay off 41 police officers. And they got $19.7 million for that.
For 41? You know, did you say 41 police officers?
41 police officers. So actually, haven't done the math on that, but that's a lot of money.
Yeah,
you know, that's a lot of money, and that's not economic stimulus. Of course, that's not going to change the conditions that African people face in Oakland, the colonial conditions, where we see, I mean, the African and Mexican community represent those that are facing, one of the statistics is 1 in 5 families in Oakland live below the poverty line. And that's not going to, that's going to make, you know, the situation even worse, where we see that the police killed 7 people last year, mostly African men, Mexican men. And this year, I think it's up to 4 people that they've killed. And just the last two, July 15th, the Oakland police killed Parnell Smith, who was a 35-year-old African man who it was a case of mistaken identity, and they chased him and shot him based on the fact that he was walking with a cane and looked like someone else. And then Brownie Polk was an African man killed on August 1st, who they claim was wielding a hatchet, but he was a handyman, you know, and worker in the community. So we're going to see more of that. And actually, I just looked up the latest news in Oakland. The latest news is that there is a chase. They're trying to track down a suspect, so-called suspect, who shot at a police officer and escaped in a big rig. I'm not really clear on the story, but it's in the Fruitvale district of Oakland. But these types of things are becoming more and more common, where the African community is resisting against the colonial conditions. And of course, people who listen to this program may already know, or read it, Hoover News, know about the case of Lavelle Mixon on March 21st, who killed at least 2 police officers in a traffic stop. But, you know, this we see as a response to the colonial conditions that African people face, and we support the resistance of the African community.
Right.
And I was just going to say one other thing, that is that the new police chief in Oakland is stepping in, I think, in the next couple weeks, he'll be taking office here, and his name's Anthony Batts, and they had to bring him in. They said that, you know, they had to bring him in because of the situation with Lavelle Mixon, and they're bringing in an African man, and you know, the whole situation around neocolonialism that Philadelphia is certainly familiar with. They had to bring him in as an African man to cover up the fact that they have this brutal police containment of the African community here. And he is someone who is an expert in community policing, or at least his focus is community policing, which is a really deep attack on the community in terms of attempting to win a whole community of snitches and people to work more intimately with their policies. So I just wanted to add that, because it's significant, because they, you know, are bringing him in, saying that, you know, they couldn't hire someone from within because they've been exposed for their brutality. But they're bringing in this former police chief of Long Beach into Oakland to you know, that's gonna bring more brutality and more resistance.
Absolutely. And the relationship between the police and the military really exposes that it's colonial war, because you see, you know, troops having to be brought in to replace police in some cities that can't afford to have the police. You get the National Guard. I think it's Montgomery, Alabama, or Birmingham.
Birmingham.
Yeah, they were talking about that on the show on Africa Live a couple weeks ago. And then in some cases, you're seeing Blackwater, you know, mercenaries being hired, you know, just like they are in Iraq and Afghanistan to contain the African community. So it's just, we really have to expose in the white community that it's not this question of racism like the white left is talking about. And I do want to talk a little bit about, you know, in the 10 minutes we have left, about how our position in the Uhuru Solidarity Movement supporting, you know, the African working class differs from the white left, so that people can really truly understand that. I think the main difference is that we are struggling, we're supporting the struggle against colonialism, colonial war, and not racism. And that by liquidating the colonial question and saying we're all in this together, or saying that it's just, you know, there's just, you know, we have to take a racism course, the white left really unite with imperialism. And we saw an example of that. I just want to sum up briefly an example of that in Philadelphia last Thursday, where in response to the budget cuts, the Coalition to Save the Libraries held a so-called People's Hearing. And this is an organization that we've been in struggle with since last year, since they first announced that they were going to be cutting 11 libraries, all in the African community, as part of the budget cuts. And they have been struggling to keep the libraries open, and really nothing more. And but they have really looted and stolen a lot of the strategy that Impedum has utilized and the Uhuru movement has used over the years, without any acknowledgement of the Uhuru movement, without any support for the Uhuru movement. And they're very hostile to us on Thursday when we went to participate in their public hearings at City Council, the very same place that the police attacked and arrested Diop and Shabaka, while many people in the Coalition to Save the Libraries watched as they were taken away. We wanted to participate, hold up banners and signs, and Diop Olugbala, you know, wished to speak as part of this supposedly democratic forum and people's hearing to challenge the mayor. And they denied Impedum the ability to speak at the hearing, and they also actively, during this press conference, held their signs in front of the the banners and signs being held up by Impedum and Uhuru Solidarity Movement members. Very hostile and very white nationalist. I mean, this is an organization that claims to be for the people, claims to want to preserve the services, primarily the ones that are being cut in the African community, but they will not let the voice of the African working class speak at a supposedly democratic forum. So it's just showing that this struggle has got to be led by the African working class. We have a place in it if we want to as white people. But what we have to do is really recognize that the price is being paid by the African community at every step of the way in this economic crisis. And it's not that we're all in this together. Yeah, we're all in this, but it's got to be the leadership of the African working class in the Uhuru movement, and we can be part of it by following that leadership. So I just wanted to sum that up and, you know, really unite with the call for the march in Philadelphia, which I hope everyone listening can participate in. I hope forces in California will be coming out here to for the Impedum convention, and, you know, can participate in the march. And you know, as we build for the march and the Impedum convention, we're also building for African People's Solidarity Day, which you know, Wendy, I know you're representing that campaign on the West Coast, so could you speak a little bit to that?
Sure. Yeah, our date for African People Solidarity Day is October 20th, and we are launching a whole campaign to really win people throughout the West Coast to attend, to participate in raising funds, and really, and like you said, just raise up this whole question of colonialism. That we have to oppose colonialism, and it's a question of colonialism and not racism. I think that's really important because, I mean, in this area, there was such a groundswell around the killing of Oscar Grant, and it was good that there was a groundswell around it. But what also happened was many of the liberals, the white liberals, and the people who do take on this question and characterize it as anti-racism were leading a lot of the work, and the Uhuru movement's voice was in the mix there. But what it was really saying was that, okay, it's okay that African people face these conditions every day. You know, it's okay that that there's you know, these foreclosures that, you know, 50% of the California prison population is African people, even though they're only 5% in the state. It's okay that there's all these Oakland, these killings in Oakland by the police, and that people are catching hell, you know, but that, oh, well, there's this one bad white cop you know, was an exception.
Yeah.
And we say no, it was not an exception. The BART cops are really functioning under the same policies of police containment of the African community, and they are colonial. Like you compare, you know, you compare the police and the military. We have to do that. That's the same type of apparatus at work, repressing and carrying out violence against African communities. So I think it's really important because people who were in the streets and outraged about the murder of Oscar Grant, you know, where are they now? And we need to tell them, you know, that here is a way that you can be involved ongoing. The African People's Solidarity Committee, the Uhuru Solidarity Movement, is something that where you can take a stand 24/7. You know, you don't have to wait till the next blatant, brutal killing is videotaped.
Right.
You know, it's happening every day,
mm-hmm.
and the African working class organization is here and calling on us to be a part of it. So,
yes.
You know, I'm excited about taking that out, and I think a lot of people can hear it and see that it's not, you know, that this is a false, you know, because what it did is that put people in the center of the equation. It put, you know, the people who were so-called anti-racist could say, well, look at how terrible this murder of Oscar Grant was. But, you know, where are they now? They're not, you know, and I think that it is an outrage that people, you know, like you're saying, that we have the same type of thing here. So people who claim to be progressive can silence the voice of the African working class. And we have to absolutely not let that happen. And if we're going to be true allies, we have to, you know, struggle for that perspective to get out and that we embrace and that we see as the wave of the future.
Right on.
African People's Solidarity Day will be October 20th. And again, you can get in touch with us at oakland@uhurusolidarity.org if you want to get involved in this campaign.
Uhuru. And our date in Philadelphia is Sunday, October 25th. And that's going to include a day of workshops and presentations with Chairman Omalia Shetela and Chairman Penny Hess of the African People's Solidarity Committee, Chioma Oru of the chair of the North American region of the African Socialist International, incredible leader in the Uhuru movement, and more, and also a banquet, a dinner, where people can really come together, learn more about the Uhuru movement and Uhuru Solidarity Movement, and celebrate the stance of solidarity with African liberation. And, you know, I really unite with what you're saying, Wendy, about how we really have to challenge other people in our community to take this stand, because it's not enough to say, you know, that the cop who shot Oscar Grant was bad. It's absolutely, you know, a stance against imperialism and against colonial occupation of the African community. We also have to struggle for the resources for the African working class movement. You know, there are many struggles that we're involved in with the street fairs, and now also in Philadelphia with the flea markets, to be able to continue to do the fundraisers that we do to support the Uhuru movement. And that's going to take a lot of on-the-ground organizing. So I think, you know, we're being led with the right analysis, and we really have to take it out and recruit and win people. And I think there's a lot of work, there's a lot of exciting campaigns, and that's how we're going to do it. So I appreciate you being on the show today, Wendy. Thanks a lot. And, you know, there's more information on all of the work that we're doing on uhurusolidarity.org. And also, if you're on Facebook, search for Uhuru Solidarity, and you can become friends with or a fan of Uhuru Solidarity Oakland, Uhuru Solidarity Philly, and Uhuru Solidarity St. Pete, so you can get updates that way. And is there anything else you'd like to put out before we close the show today, Wendy?
No, I really appreciate, you know, being part of this organization, and you know, I know that no matter where you are, you can participate, and I think the yoga benefit will be having more information put on our website about that, so check for updates on that, and that's going to be a really incredible way for people to plug in, and I mean, there are yoga studios everywhere in the world, so I'm really excited about that, and I think that it will be a way for us to reach people to join the Uhuru Solidarity Movement, which you can also do from anywhere on the planet.
Yes.
Pay your $25 a year, so yeah, thank you.
All right, Uhuru. Thank you, Uhuru. And that closes out Solidarity Not Charity today on anuhururadio.com. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and tune in today at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for The Church and Revolution. Uhuru.
Until the philosophy which owed one race superior and another inferior.